Corinthians chapter 1 verse 18 says, "For the word of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God." Amen and amen. Yes, you don't need to double check your calendar. Today is Wednesday, this October 3rd, 2018. Joey Kroll, spending some time here with you today on a day that we normally don't get to spend together. Mark Burns asked me if I would do a couple of programs with Mark and friends, fill in for him as he works on several things, as he's just a busy guy. He really is. I so appreciate hanging out with you today. It's Wednesday, and if you heard yesterday's program, Mark done it again, I'll tell you. God's really on the move here at Great News Radio. He mentioned, now you can go back and listen to the archived program at our website, greatnewsradio.org, if you missed it, but Mark announced the Great News Radio Children's Choir. Yeah, getting that going. You can sign up at the website. I think they should have it up. If not, just wait until they do. Great News Radio Children's Choir. You can get more details on that by tuning in to yesterday's program through the audio archives portion of greatnewsradio.org, and hopefully we'll get that link up, if not already. For more details on that, greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. We're 3 days into the brand new month of October. Did you get your October version of Prime Lifetimes? I sure hope so. And we're getting brand new locations each and every month. We really are. You can take a look at the entire list of places where you can pick up your latest edition of Prime Lifetimes by visiting primelifetimes.com, primelifetimes.com. And while you're there, go and check out my article this month. I pray that it's an encouragement to you and your family. Well, I'll tell you what, we are in for a treat today. There's a great ministry that I spoke of, I think, a couple of weeks ago called I Am Second. And what they do is they interview celebrities who are believers, and they sit down and they share a story, their testimony on why they are second and why Christ is first in their life. And today we're going to hear the testimony of Phil and Kay Robertson. Yeah, you know them from the program Duck Dynasty. And I'll tell you what, God is just a wonderful God. And you'll hear Phil Robertson along with his wife, Kay, and sharing what God had done in their life, done in their marriage, and done in their family. Coming up right after this on the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends.
Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. My soul, praise Him, for He is thy health and salvation. All ye who hear, now to His temple draw near, praise Him in glad adoration. Praise to the Lord, who o'er all so wondrously reigneth, shelters thee under His wings, yea, so gently sustaineth. Hast thou not seen how thy desires have been granted in what He ordained? Praise to the Lord, who doth prosper thy work and defend thee. Surely His goodness and mercy here daily attend thee. Ponder anew what the Almighty can do if with His love He befriend thee. adore him. All that hath life and breath, come now with praises before him. Let the amen sound from his people again. Gladly, for I we adore him. Let the amen sound from his people again. Gladly, for I we adore him.
Yes, thank you so much for tuning in to today's edition of Mark and Friends here on our Wednesday here on Great News Radio. It's Joey Kroll here with you. Joey at greatnewsradio.org is my email address here. And here is just a great testimony from Phil and Kay Robertson. Of course, you know them from Duck Dynasty. They were featured on I Am Second. You can check out some of their videos on YouTube. Just look up I Am Second and just... Christians sharing their story on why they are second and Christ is first in their life. And here is the testimony of Phil and Kay Robertson of Duck Dynasty.
We all go 6 feet deep in the ground. I think now they're digging them about 4.5 feet to save money. But we all end up in a casket and people wipe their eyes because we're gone. It's called fact. If you saw where I grew up, the time period would have been in the 1950s, but if you saw it, you would have thought it was 1850. Log house, milk cow, plow horse, no bathtub, no commode, like Coca-Cola's, little, none of that. No. I never heard anyone say we were poor. Not once. No one ever said, man, we are really up against it here. I wonder why somebody doesn't bail us out. No. I ran up on Miss Kay when she was 14. There's an old saying in the South, if you marry them when they're about 15 or 16, they'll pick your ducks. If you wait till they get to be 20, they'll pick your pocket. So Miss Kay and I married early.
Bill started school and we were so poor. So in love, but so poor. Baby on the way. Actually, Alan was born, I was 17 years old and Phil was 18 years old. So we were basically two kids with a kid. But you have to grow up, and you do. That's what you do.
Now, when I got to college, I was on my way to being a bone to be chewed, as they say.
I started seeing the change in Phil, and this really came when he started spending a lot of time with the football team.
Parties in college, you know. It was the 60s. Y'all remember the 60s, don't you?
What I saw was Phil, who had never drank before, started drinking. And what happened with me was, it was scary to me. Jason was born. So thrilled about another boy. Phil was happier than ever. Unfortunately, the drinking got worse. He would be mad and just be in and out like a flash. And I knew then, but I didn't want to believe it, was running around on me. Probably smoking dope, other things, pills he took, and things like that. It was just all new to me, the whole thing.
I owned a beer joint when some guy came in with a Bible, and he wanted to introduce me to Jesus. I ran him away. I said, get out of here. I'd take another drink.
Then we have our new baby, Willie Jess. So there I was, a barmaid who doesn't drink. and had three little boys. I've been fighting for this marriage for a long time, and it's not working. But what went on next was horrible. It was like the nightmare of my life.
I got in a big barroom brawl. The laws got after me. I went to the woods, of course, and hid out.
Phil came to me and said, I probably won't surface for 2 or 3 months. Do the best you can with what's left here. And he was gone. He became more and more mean and mean-spirited. And what I would tell my boys all the time is, that's not your daddy. That's the devil in your daddy.
I would say the low point is when I ran Miss Kay and the kids off. You're all alone, no hope, miserable. That's when I began to seriously contemplate, is there a way out of all this? So I came to Miss Kay and she said, you know the guy that came up there to the beer joint that time and wanted to talk with you? I said, yep. And you ran him off? I said, yep. Why don't you sit down with him and just see what he has to say? So I sat down with this guy. He said, Phil, what do you think the gospel is? And I said, I don't know, gospel music on the radio or something like that. He said, you don't even know what it is. I said, I don't guess I do. I didn't even know what the gospel of Jesus was. So when he went through Jesus coming down in flesh through a little virgin girl, Mary, dying on a cross, being buried and raised from the dead, I'm like, how in the world did I ever miss that? I had missed it. I was blown away when I heard that Jesus died for me, was buried and raised from the dead. Something so, it is simple but profound, that happened back there almost 2,000 years ago. I had never heard it.
When we came back home, I think there was a note that said they had gone to the church building. So we headed in there, and when we got into the auditorium, I just stopped because there he was up in the baptistry with a man. And the boys all stopped, and they were on each side of me. And I remember just looking at them, and he was, I heard Phil say, I want to make Jesus the Lord of my life. I want to follow him from this day forward. And I looked down at each one of the boys. Tears were rolling down their eyes. Even three and a half year old Willie Jess. Big tears were coming down. And the next thing I knew, he was baptized. And I come up and the boys started hollering and singing, jumping all over the place. And they said, My daddy saved. They were so happy. And it was the complete family then.
I said, I'm fixing to hang another gear, and I'm turning from my sinful past, and I am fixing to make a valiant attempt to be good. I said, I've never tried it before. I told the guy when he studied with me, he said, just love God and love your neighbor, and try to be good. I'm like, I've never tried that before. He said, can you try? I said, I can try. See, you got rednecks, then you have river rats. So I'm reading over in Romans chapter 12, be good to your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. Do not return evil for evil. The river rats tend to be far better thieves than your just local rednecks. You be good to them and don't return evil for evil. I was fishing for a living. It's my livelihood. I'm working my tail off. They're hungry. Feed them. These river rats would steal my fish. I'd caught several of them before then. Usually I'd just come up, roar out there, come up with my shotgun and say, the next person who moves dies. They're stealing my fish here, Lord. 300 feet. And you want me to do what? Do not return evil for evil. Well, I have to see if that will work, but it makes no earthly sense, that's for sure. So one day I heard a motor slow down. These guys pull over to my float, and I'm watching them through the bushes. So I said, I'm going to be good to them, but I'm carrying my gun just in case they're not good to me. And I'm going to do what the Lord said. I'm going to be good to them. So I roar up on them, and they're getting my net almost up in their boat, and they look up, and they see this guy coming. That'd be me, wide open. I said, what were you boys doing with that net? And they said, oh, is that what that was? I said, yeah, that'd be a hook net. It belongs to me. I said, here's the good news. I'm going to raise the net, and whatever's in there, I'm going to give them to you. And when I said that, they looked at each other, and they said, they left me looking back, and all of a sudden, up and down the river, they quit stealing my fish. I just gave them what they were trying to steal. I took that to mean God was right all along. The first year in sales, I had turned to God. First year sales, Duck Commander, $8,000. I said, Miss K, we are rolling. She said, we are going to starve to death. I said, no, we're not going to starve. We'll be all right. Alan, Jason, Willie, and Jeff, they all run the company and their wives. So one of them told me the other day, he said, Dad, you remember when you started out with that $8,000 worth of duck calls? I said, yep. They said, this year we're going to sell close to 1 million duck calls. It was either dog luck, but I am giving the credit to God Almighty in heaven for the duck call sales, the fish that were in the nets way back, for my life. I'm giving the credit to the Almighty. And we shall see at the end how it turns out. I feel pretty good about it.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he should give his only son and make a wretch his treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turns his face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory. Behold the man upon the cross, my sin upon his shoulders. Ashamed I hear my mocking out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me to life. I know that it is finished. Death and resurrection.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Great News Radio today. This is, of course, Mark and Friends. It's Joey Kroll with you. You can get more details on the brand new, just announced, Great News Radio Children's Choir. Yeah, you can get more details on that at our website. Just an exciting new aspect of our ministry here at Great News Radio. You can get more details on that at greatnewsradio.org. greatnewsradio.org. I'll tell you what, it is for the glory of God. That is for sure. Well, friend, I'm going to hang up my headphones. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.